Welcome to Content with a Purpose, the podcast. I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and I bring you SEO strategies, productivity tips, business hacks, authentic entrepreneurship truth, and inspirational stories from other moms in business that can help you figure out the next chapter of your life, whether it's starting your dream business or finding purpose in your current lifestyle. You can find me as Content with a Purpose on any social media or as Gaby Rendon in LinkedIn. And without any delay, let's do this. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me today. And I want to talk about the important updates from Google. And I'm going to put my reading glasses because you know, I don't read a thing. Basically, what I want to talk to you about is on the recent changes that the recent update in last March that Google rolled out that aims to tackle low quality content and introduce new spam policies targeting these manipulative practices. And for you, the user, have better search results. And what is the update all about? That I really want to be very short and succinct on this. Well, basically is Google is trying to improve the search result quality, and they are aiming to reduce low quality and unoriginal content in search results. And why is that? There with the rise of the AI tools, there's a lot of content that is not providing the best answer and is not fact-checked and is not giving the user, the end user, the quality or the value that needs to prove or to answer a specific query. And also they're trying to identify thin content and site reputation abuse and expired domain abuse. Why did it happen? Well, as I said before, the massive content created by AI in the past couple of months have generated millions, and I'm quoting here Google, millions of repurposed and low-quality content, end quote, flooding the search engine results page, the so-called SERPs. And because this thin content and misinformation, it has make a huge impact on how users are getting their responses. And Google is looking into how can you, the end user, have the best response when you are making a query. And you don't want, for example, if you are looking for a recipe or you're looking for a search engine result, for example, a concept, and the answer you get is from 2017 that is completely outdated, you're not going to have the best experience, or you're not going to have your answer correct. So that's what Google is looking into it. And that's the whole purpose from Google into introducing this update. Now, one of the main things that I express to not only my clients, but also my mentees, is that although your website has to comply with the Google updates and the Bing updates that is going to follow up, you also need to see that your website is going to have a traffic either low because of all these updates. As it's rolled out, Google is going to start, as they call it, de-weeding. And that is the whole process. By creating valuable content and creating these and making sure that your Google complies, and making sure that your website complies not only with the update, but the quality that it requires to provide the best answer to the user, your website is not likely to get hit by this update. Now, one of the things is that I would recommend, and this is a whole topic of this episode, is what other alternative possibilities would you have as a small business owner to drive traffic to your website without spending a lot of money on advertising paid search. And that's the whole point about looking at Pinterest from a different perspective. If you look at Pinterest, this amazing visual catalog of images as a search engine, you will be able to bring traffic. And this is not something that is not new, but it is so undervalued by a lot of website managers and small business owners that they are another channel, another social media channel. I'm just done with it because it is visual or graphic design intensive. But the beautiful part of Pinterest is that you can create 10 different visuals to boost one single product, and it is free. So imagine for every single product that you want to push out, you can create 10 visuals like pins, and you will have a massive traffic to your website. And that is basically the advice I want to give you all today is go to your Pinterest app, create a business account, set up your claim your domain on your business on your website, and start looking at your on your Google Search Console. You go and look at your best posts, the highest ranking products you have, and use those into your in your favor. You are not going to create more traffic from new products. Use the ones that you are already ranking for or the highest traffic that you have, and use those URL, those web page, the address they have in your pin, in your Pinterest pins to drive more traffic to those already ranking pages. Keep your website not untouched, but you will keep your website stable throughout this update. And after that, start looking into the products that you want to push forward using Pinterest as a SEO strategy. And that way, you are, I guarantee that your website slowly, organically will start having and driving more traffic. And that will later on, with the right strategy, you will increase your leads, you will increase your sales, and you will increase your business growth. So basically, that's what I wanted to tell today, that change sometimes is scary, but if we look at the opportunities of each change that comes into our life, it will bring us a different perspective, and we can use more tools to embrace that change that is coming and work it out into our favor. For example, this Google update, we shouldn't be looked at like, oh my God, it's going to be again another update and my website is going to be doomed and I'm going to be deranked. Instead, we are going to work it out a strategy to bring in the Pinterest as an SEO organic strategy, and you will be able to drive massive traffic to the URLs that you are already ranking for. And that way you are going to get better traffic and more quality leads to your website. So that is my advice for today. And this is a very short episode. I just wanted for everybody to start looking into this amazing strategy that is using Pinterest as a to power up your SEO strategy. So if you like this content today, don't forget to subscribe and put out your notifications. I don't know where they are, notifications, so you can keep on tap on all the marketing stuff that is happening with real and easy things to do on your daily today marketing strategy so you can grow your business. Okay, I am Gabby Rendon, and thank you for listening to me. Goodbye.